This is English USA on VOA. Now lesson 88.
В эфире 88-й урок из серии «Так говорят в Америке». У микрофона Анна Филиппова. Сегодня вы научитесь понимать события, которые происходят главным образом в наше время. Послушайте новые слова и выражения.
Baby.
Ребенок, младенец.
Birth.
Рождение.
Ceremony.
Церемония, обряд.
Religion.
Религия.
Church.
Церковь.
Mosque.
Мечеть.
Synagogue.
Синагога.
Culture.
Культура.
Death.
Смерть.
Ear of corn.
Початок кукурузы.
Freedom.
Свобода.
Ground.
Земля.
Idea.
Идея, представление, понятие.
Marriage.
Брак, замужество, женитьба, супружество.
Minimum.
Минимум.
Practice.
Практика.
Christian.
Христианин.
Jew.
Еврей.
Muslim.
Мусульманин.
Buddhist.
Буддист.
Hindu.
Индус.
To agree.
Соглашаться.
To believe.
Верить.
To burn.
Сжигать.
To define.
Определять, давать определение, устанавливать.
To practice.
Практиковать, заниматься.
To practice religion.
Исповедовать религию.
To reject.
Отказываться.
Open.
Открытый.
Perfect.
Безупречный, идеальный, совершенный.
Religious.
Религиозный.
Secret.
Тайный.
Separate.
Отдельный.
Christian.
Христианский.
Definitely.
Конечно, разумеется, безусловно. Слушая диалоги, старайтесь понять общий смысл того, что происходит. Не огорчайтесь, если вы не знаете значения отдельных слов. Мартин Лернер берет интервью у двух преподавателей истории, философии и религии. Они беседуют о религии в Соединенных Штатах.
Would you say people in America are religious?
I would say yes. Would you agree, Glenda?
Definitely, I agree. But I have to define religious.
I was going to ask, what do you mean religious?
I mean people who are religious. They grow up in families where some religion is practiced. They have a religion. They know something about their religion. They call themselves religious.
Professor Salah, what do you mean religious?
People who haven't rejected religion. That's the minimum.
That's not much. That's not very religious.
I agree. That's the least religious person.
What's the most religious person?
Someone who practices his or her religion. They believe their religion, and they do the right things.
What do you mean, the right things?
The ideas and practices of the religion.
Can you give me some examples?
The ceremonies connected with marriage and birth and death. Different religions have different ceremonies, but a religious person takes part in those ceremonies.
Let's talk about death. What happens to people when they die? In some religions, they are put in the ground. In others, they're burned. In others, they're left in the open air, and so on.
In some religions, death is a very sad time. In others, it's a happy time.
Why is that?
Life and death mean different things in different cultures. In some cultures, life and death are part of the same thing. In some Native American cultures, the past, the present, and the future are all part of the same thing.
Professor Markle, can we see all these differences in America?
Let me give an example. Most Americans practice the Christian religion.
Would you say America is a Christian country?
No, I wouldn't. Many people are Christian, but the country does not have a religion. It doesn't choose a religion. The religion and the country are separate.
Yes, of course. The country does not support any one religion.
One religion may have more numbers, but in this country, any religion can practice its ceremonies.
We were going to look at some examples.
Some religions have important ceremonies at the birth of a baby.
One Native American tribe, the Hopi, put a perfect ear of white corn next to the new baby for 20 days.
Why?
Because corn is so important.
Some people name their children with religious names.
Some people have secret religious names. They use one name that no one knows.
Во многих простых предложениях, которые употребляются в наших уроках English USA, так говорят в Америке, содержится определенная информация. Отвечая на большинство вопросов, также необходимо сообщить об определенных фактах, мнениях или дать какую-либо другую информацию.
Would you say people are religious in America?
I would say yes.
What's the most religious person?
Someone who practices his or her religion.
Давайте потренируемся. Повторяйте за полами Барбары во время музыкальных пауз.
Many Americans are religious. Many Americans are religious.
There is more than one religion in our country. There is more than one religion in our country.
Christians go to churches. Christians go to churches.
Muslims go to mosques. Muslims go to mosques.
Jews go to synagogues. Jews go to synagogues.
The Christian religion has the most numbers. The Christian religion has the most numbers.
Теперь вы ответьте на вопросы Мартина и дайте информацию о своем городе и стране.
Would you say people are religious in your country?
I think they are.
Is there more than one religion in your country?
Yes, there is.
Which religion in your country has the most numbers?
The Christian religion has the most numbers.
Where do people go for ceremonies in your religion?
They go to churches.
Мартин продолжает беседу с двумя преподавателями истории, философии и религии. Они говорят о том, чем разные религии в Америке отличаются друг от друга.
Professor Markle, how many religions do people in the United States practice?
I don't think anyone knows. Most of the large religions of the world are practiced here.
Many religions with small numbers practice their religion here too. That's an important thing about the United States. People have the freedom to practice their religion.
Where do they practice? Where do they meet?
Do you mean if they are small?
Yes. I know about churches for Christians and synagogues for Jews and mosques for Muslims.
Many people meet in homes.
In community meeting rooms.
I am a Muslim. Sometimes I go to mosque. But we don't have a mosque in this town. We hold our meetings in the community building. We take our things on Friday and make it a mosque for that day. The men meet early in the morning. The women meet in one of our homes.
On Sunday, some Koreans use the same community building for their church.
I know religion doesn't have to have a building.
That's right. Sometimes the building is a problem.
How is that?
Let's look at Christian churches, for example. Some groups built very large churches in the city long ago. Then, the people moved away from the city. There's no one to go to these big, beautiful churches.
But other people live in the city. Can't they use the churches?
Sometimes they do. But sometimes the neighborhood is a different religion. Maybe the new people in the neighborhood are Hindu or Buddhist or something different.
Do most people want to have a building for their religion?
Yes, I think so.
But not everyone. Native Americans often have their important celebrations outdoors. They want to be close to nature.
It seems religion and culture are almost the same.
They aren't the same, but of course they are very close.
I agree. But people from different cultures may have the same religion. For example, Muslims live in the United States, Saudi Arabia, West Africa, and many other places. They all practice the same religion.
Важнейшая роль языка заключается в обмене информацией. Послушайте, как Мартин подводит итоги информации о религии в Соединенных Штатах.
Many of the religions of the world are here. People have freedom to practice their religion. Many small groups meet in homes and other buildings. Some people meet outdoors.
Давайте потренируемся. Повторяйте за Полом и Барбарой во время пауз.
Many of the religions of the world are here. Many of the religions of the world are here.
People have freedom to practice their religion. People have freedom to practice their religion.
The religion and the country are separate. The religion and the country are separate.
Many people go to churches or synagogues. Many people go to churches or synagogues.
Some small groups meet in homes and other buildings. Some small groups meet in homes and other buildings.
Some people meet outdoors. Some people meet outdoors.
А сейчас ответьте на вопросы Мартина и сравните религиозные правила в Америке и своей стране.
Are there many religious groups in your country?
Говорите. Yes, there are.
Where do small religious groups meet?
They meet in homes and other buildings.
Do people ever hold meetings outdoors?
Yes, they do. Или, no, they don't.
Did you study religion in schools?
Yes, I did. Или, no, I didn't.
Professor Sala, do you teach religion in your classes?
No, I teach about religion. I compare religions. I teach about the larger Western religions.
I teach about the larger Eastern religions.
Are young people interested in religion?
I'm happy to say that many of them are.
Подведем итоги и закрепим пройденный материал. Сегодня мы познакомились со следующими словами и выражениями. Повторяйте их, пожалуйста, вслед за Полом. Существительное. Ребенок, младенец.
Baby. Baby.
Рождение.
Birth. Birth.
Церемония, церемонии, обряд, обряды.
Ceremony, ceremonies. Ceremony, ceremonies.
Культура.
Culture. Culture.
Смерть.
Death. Death.
Початок кукурузы.
Ear of corn. Ear of corn.
Свобода.
Freedom. Freedom.
Религия.
Religion. Religion.
Церковь.
Church. Church.
Мечеть.
Mosque. Mosque.
Синагога.
Synagogue. Synagogue.
Соблюдение религиозных обрядов, правил.
Religious practice. Religious practice.
Буддист.
Buddhist. Buddhist.
Христианин.
Christian. Christian.
Индус.
Hindu. Hindu.
Еврей.
Jew. Jew.
Мусульманин.
Muslim. Muslim.
Земля.
Ground. Ground.
Идея.
Idea. Idea.
Брак.
Marriage. Marriage.
Минимум.
Minimum. Minimum.
Глаголы соглашаться.
To agree. To agree.
Верить.
To believe. To believe.
Сжигать.
To burn. To burn.
Определять, давать определение, устанавливать.
To define. To define.
Исповедовать религию, соблюдать религиозные правила, обряды.
To practice religion. To practice religion.
Отказываться.
To reject. To reject.
Прилагательное. Открытый.
Open. Open.
Безупречный, идеальный, совершенный.
Perfect. Perfect.
Религиозный.
Religious. Religious.
Тайный.
Secret. Secret.
Отдельный.
Separate. Separate.
Христианский.
Christian. Christian.
Наречие, конечно, разумеется, определенно.
Definitely. Definitely.
Голос Америки, Вашингтон. В эфире 88-й урок английского языка из серии «Так говорят в Америке». На следующем уроке мы поговорим о поэтапных действиях в процессе создания какой-либо вещи, заварки чая или приготовления определенного блюда. Послушайте некоторые слова и выражения из следующего урока. Коробка, шкатулка.
Box.
Строитель, строительная компания.
Builder.
Сверло.
Drill.
Край.
Edge.
Оборудование.
Equipment.
Фут. Футы. Мера длины, равная примерно 30,5 сантиметров.
Foot. Feet.
Клей.
Glue.
Дыра.
Hole.
Кусок.
Piece.
Проект, работа.
Project.
Наждачная бумага.
Sandpaper.
Винты, шурупы.
Screws.
Полка.
Shelf.
Мастерская, цех.
Shop.
Умения, навыки, ремесло.
Skills.
Шаг.
Step.
Шаг за шагом.
Step by step.
Инструмент.
Tool.
Дерево.
Wood.
Скреплять.
To fasten.
Закончить, завершить.
To finish.
Красить, покрасить.
To paint.
Шлифовать, зачищать наждачной бумагой.
To sand.
Пилить, распиливать.
To saw.
Заняться чем-то.
To keep busy.
Неровный, необработанный.
Rough.
Гладкий.
Smooth.
Наша программа из серии English USA, так говорят в Америке, подошла к концу. Thank you for your time. Bye-bye.
So long.